Welcome, Morning Star Travelers, to a new episode of Going Where No Man Has Gone Before. I'm just going to give you a quick message. It's just a small message that the Lord gave me concerning the way we use our words. And how are you using your words and the words you are listening to day by day? I'm just going to read what this message says, because it has a lot of scriptures. I was just pondering some of the things that were being reported and some of the things that I could no longer listen to. And so this is what came out of my pondering, the bad reports coming over the airways. So the Lord said, today's false prophets are the news media. The bad news being spewed out over the airways are curses. And these words are tearing down the nation. Okay? Proverbs 11:11 says that by the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, and by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. Proverbs 12:6, the words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Proverbs 15:30, the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. What a concept. Proverbs 18:21, which is one everyone knows, but do you practice this? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Mark 4:24, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear. For what measure ye merit, it shall be measured to you, and to you that hear shall more be given. In other words, if you want to listen to bad reports, you're going to hear more bad reports. And so, of course, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, be there any virtue or any praise, think on these things. If the spirit in you delights in hearing bad reports, perhaps you need to get born again, because the spirit of God speaks the truth in love, speaks words of faith in love. Now that's the good news. If you are listening to the ways of the world, then you are living a carnal life and you are cursing your own life by listening to the daily confessions of the death culture, or the obituary column, on the news media by the false prophets. Okay, this is the cycle of sin and death being played out over the airways, and you're watching it? If so, then you are way out of God's will. The false prophets would have to change what they are saying if the so-called church would stop listening to the bad, sick, terrorist killing reports. So, God says, stop listening to death. It means you have no life, or you could not listen. Faith comes by hearing. Are you building up your faith to life or death? What are you hearing? Whatever you are hearing, it is either building you up or it's dragging you down. It is either blessing or cursing. And what have you chosen? Listening to nonstop talk about death and killing produces faith in fear and unbelief. Whatever you are hearing, it is producing spiritual fruit or rotten fruit. So, garbage is what you are dumping into your own life by listening to today's bad news. So the Lord says, get a life and turn off the bad news. You are to be creating life, not listening to the daily death report on the news media. So that's it for now, folks. That's something to think about, that whatever you're hearing, you're going to get more of it. So if you want to hear from heaven, I suggest you stop watching the news. If you need prayer, call the prayer line. We're here for you. So talk to you soon, and God bless. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.